Hello, this is Rod Sloan, and welcome to episode 56 of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast. The world's favourite Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast, brought to you by the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group over on LinkedIn. And if you haven't joined that group yet, then I encourage you to do so. Get across to LinkedIn and join the Sales and Marketing Alignment Group. So my guest in episode 56 of the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast is Andy Paul. You probably know Andy as the author of Zero Time Selling. We had a really good conversation where we discussed, among other things, actually what selling is, the culture of how selling is changing, and how to sell with maximum impact in the least time. And whether you're in sales or marketing, I'm sure that is something you want to do. So let's get across and listen to my interview with Andy Paul. So I'm interviewing Andy Paul, the leading sales expert today. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Ron.
Andy is the award-winning author. He's written this book, Zero Time Selling, and he's a C-suite sales coach. So Andy's very active on LinkedIn, and he can read all about what he does there. And basically, he claims he can help you reduce your sales cycle. Now, Andy, that just sounds too good to be true. Can you, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, yes, we can. If people read the book and put into practice what we talk about there, then they'll have some success. So the basic premise of the book is that in an economic environment and a market environment where so many products just seem alike to prospects and every product is rapidly commoditized, that at the end of the day, it's really hard for your buyer to differentiate you from everybody else that's selling to them. So as I like to say, it's not about what you sell, it's about how you sell it that enables you to build trust and create credibility around the solution you're providing and differentiate yourself from your competitors.
Okay, so that's quite easy. You simply say we're different and we're cheaper. That's it, isn't it?
No, it's not that easy. So what it has to do with really is, as I said, it's how you sell. It's not what you say per se, as you said, a simple statement, we're cheaper and better, but really how you sell. So customers are overwhelmed these days with information and with things that they need to do, certainly here in the States. I mean, companies are trying to do more with less. As a consequence, what customers are really looking to do is they're looking for the information they need to make decisions, informed decisions, in the least time possible. So how you as a seller respond to that need really becomes decisive in your ability to win their business. And I talk about in the book this concept of selling with maximum impact in the least time, which says, geez, how do you use responsiveness, which is, you know, how do you use complete information that the customer needs to make progress in their buying cycle, delivered with speed in order to help them accomplish the task they're trying to accomplish. And I lay out 10 steps to really help people think about this task of selling with maximum impact in the least time.
Okay, so could you give us a couple of those by high-level point then, Andy?
Sure. 10. Yeah. And, well, one of them that perhaps is maybe contrarian, if you will, is I talk about how you really want to have your sales resources, you want to align your sales resources and your knowledge resources as a company with the customer's need for information. So I talk about call selling with the sharp end of the stick, which means to put your people with the best product knowledge and the deepest industry expertise closest to the point of attack or closest to the customer. Because what happens in many sales situations, especially with technical products, not even necessarily technical products, but complex products, is that customers have needs for information, they ask questions, and people that are selling to them just don't have the answers. And as a consequence, it takes time, additional time, injects unnecessary delay into their selling process. And if they're competing against an organization that is selling with the sharp end of the stick, has the more immediate answers for the customers, they're going to find themselves suddenly in second or third place in this competition. So customers are going to reward the sellers that make best use of their time. And I believe that certainly from my experience and working with the customers and my clients is that what customers these days are at one level calculating a return on the time they invest in the seller. And if the seller is wasteful of that time, then it hurts their chances of getting the order.
Okay. Thanks for that. You're listening to the Sales and Marketing Alignment Podcast, and I'm speaking with Andy Paul, the author of Zero Time Selling. Now, Andy, would you say what you're talking about here is a cultural change for salespeople, or is it simply a technique? Where's the line between those two?
It's a great question. Actually, it is a cultural shift, first and foremost, is to people to really reconceptualize what it is that they're doing, and that anybody that's engaged with the customer on sort of a daily basis, reconceptualize what it is they're doing. Because I think one of the problems with selling that holds people back is that so much of the training these days has served to really make the task more complex than it really should be. And if you really strip away the complexity, what selling is really about, and I ask this question to live audiences when I speak to them, you know, what is selling? Invariably get answers. It's about persuasion. It's about convincing. And I think that isn't really what it's about. I think that selling is quite simply about the fact your customers have questions and you have answers. You know, fundamentally, people are engaged in buying processes to get answers to questions so they can make an informed purchase decision. You know, it's how you as a seller provide the answers that's going to be decisive in your ability to get the business. So you should be thinking about, you know, every interaction you have with the customers, you know, how can I, what am I doing in this call that's going to provide information the customer needs to make the next step in their buying process?
Okay. All right. So I hear a lot of time now when I'm speaking to people, this figure that's bandied around the industry, you know, that with the advent of the internet and social media, then buyers can spend a lot of time researching you before they ever want to speak to you. And they may, you know, be over halfway down or 80% of the way down their buying cycle before they click up in your sales cycle. How do people, how do you suggest people cope with that and handle that and go out there and try and approach prospects when maybe prospects aren't ready to talk to you?
Right. Well, it's an interesting question because there's data that has been put out. A study was done by demand.com about inside the mind of the business-to-business buyer, that in the mind of the business-to-business buyer, and according to the study, is that they believe that 93% of the time they're initiating the contact with the seller, not the other way around, meaning that they've gone through this pre-education phase that you've talked about. And so when they're finally ready, you know, when they finally got all the information they could online and they have some smaller subset of questions or information they need that they can't get online, then they're going to reach out and engage with the seller. Now, what the problem is that sellers are still trained. This is the first time they talk to a customer. What did they do? Yeah, let's tell me about your company. You know, let's do the company pitch. And they've already got that information online, right? So that's wasteful of the prospect's time. Get back to this concept I talked about before. So where the sales training and the emphasis of the seller has to change, say, look, first thing I need to do is define the information the customer has remaining to be able to make a decision and provide that information, be completely responsive to them as fast as I can to help them get that information and make a decision. And so there's a real shift in terms of salespeople still look at the funnel as the prospect coming in the top, and the fact is the funnel, the customers are entering the funnel halfway down or more, and selling hasn't shifted, and that's what I talk about in my book, is how it needs to shift.
Okay. So, and how do you tend to work with your prospects or clients, Andy? Are you a, how does that manifest itself?
Well, customers engage me in multiple ways. I mean, one is I speak to companies about this redefinition of what selling is and how you use this concept of selling with maximum impact and least time in their sales efforts. And so I'll speak to companies that are training. As you mentioned in the introduction, I work with C-level, you know, both CEOs and vice president of sales, to individual coaching to help them implement some of the steps that they're taking in their own sales process to become more efficient and more effective in less time.
Okay. So, Andy, could you just remind people about your book, the name of it, where they can get it from, and where they can find out more information about your other resources as well?
Great. Yeah, the name of the book is Zero Time Selling, 10 Essential Steps to Accelerate Every Company's Sales. It's available on everybody's favorite online bookstore, Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, also through my website. And if you want additional information about Zero Time Selling, services I sell, or I have a very active blogger, so I've continued to explore this topic of selling with maximum impact and least time. It's at zerotimeselling.com, all one word, zerotimeselling.com. And they can reach me at andy@zerotimeselling.com or call me if they wish at the area code 619 in the States, area code 619-980-4002.
Thank you, Andy. That's great. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Rod.